Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Questioning the reopening.
I think we ought to slow down.
DA could act on Atlanta shooting.
Did you have to shoot him to save your life?
Administration sues to stop Bolton tell-all.
Can the government stop the publisher from publishing the book?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. At least six states reported record coronavirus case increases yesterday. 19 have seen numbers go up over the last 2 weeks. One of those states is Florida. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Miami.
Tuesday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dismissed concerns reopenings are driving Florida's record-breaking run of new coronavirus cases.
Restaurants have been doing this for 6 weeks. I mean, the idea that that all of a sudden is the reason, I'm not sure that that's the case. So, no, we're not shutting down.
But bars in several cities have started closing on their own after workers and patrons tested positive for the virus, including Lynch's Pub in Jacksonville. 7 of its 49 employees tested positive. So did Erica Crisp and 10 of her friends after going there for drinks.
We've all been stuck indoors for months, being careful, doing everything the right way. And then the first night we go out, Murphy's Law, I guess.
Overseas, Asia correspondent Raimi Innocencio reports on a new coronavirus outbreak in China.
Parts of Beijing under lockdown again. Officials there calling it wartime mode. Schools closed, transport in and out of the city shut down. There are now more than 100 coronavirus cases linked to Beijing's Xinfadi wholesale market. Health officials scrambling to quickly contact trace, testing an estimated 200,000 people, from market workers to recent visitors. Near the area, images seen of hundreds of military police deployed to freeze the flow of people.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the LA Times he'd recommend against stretching the baseball season, if there is one, too far into the fall, past late October. More virus cases could rear up in colder weather. In Atlanta, CBS's Jeff Pagaz says this could be a day of decision in the fatal police shooting of a black man last week.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard explained his decision on whether to bring charges will come down to if the officers believed that even as he was running away, Rayshard Brooks posed a threat.
Did you have to shoot him to save your life or to save somebody else's life at the time the shots were fired?
Investigators have been closely examining the tape and say the critical moment is when the shots are fired.
Should the officers have felt threatened by that taser?
It's not a lethal weapon. It's a non-lethal weapon.
Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is set to unveil a police reform plan today. It comes a day after President Trump signed an executive order that outlines recommendations. White House correspondent Paula Reed.
Surrounded by law enforcement officials, President Trump signed an executive order that encourages police to implement best practices, like improving training, tracking excessive force complaints, and banning chokeholds, except where an officer's life is at risk. But the executive order does not make any direct mention of racial bias or how to fix it. Attorney Lee Merritt, who represents families of victims and met with the president at the White House, said the order wasn't enough.
I have to say it fell kind of flat. There was nothing in the executive order that my office or these families could jump at.
Adweek reports PepsiCo, the parent of Quaker Oats, is dropping the Aunt Jemima brand name after 131 years. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book is due out next week. The Trump administration has taken legal action now.
The White House says it's suing because the Bolton book contains classified information. That book is expected to cast the president's foreign policy decision-making in a bad light. It's scheduled to be published next week by Simon & Schuster, a division of Viacom-CBS. In a statement, the publisher says it's nothing more than the latest in a long-running series of efforts by the administration to quash publication of a book it deems unflattering to the president. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
China says it has agreed with India to resolve their dispute in a Himalayan border region peacefully. Troop clashes put the nuclear powers at odds during a time of rising tension and left an Indian officer and 19 soldiers dead. U.S. Army investigators are now offering a $50,000 reward for information about a missing soldier last seen in April, 20-year-old Vanessa Guillen. Her sister says it's a mystery.
She had actually texted her boyfriend that she was going to go into work and she would text back as soon as she could, and that text never came.
It's the anniversary of a deadly racist shooting in the South.
These people were in church. They were in church, and they violated the sanctity of that.
Even 5 years later, members of historic Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, still struggle with the shooting rampage that claimed the lives of 9 people. The Reverend Eric Manning is pastor.
We never really fully understand the amount of trauma a church, especially within the African-American community, experiences when that type of hatred is displayed.
Among other things, the shooting led to the removal of the Confederate flag atop the South Carolina State House. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
In Richmond, another Confederate statue was toppled last night. Earlier in the day, the police chief was asked to resign and did. Virginia's governor says he wants to declare Juneteenth a state holiday. That commemorates the end of slavery, and singer Pharrell Williams says it's a good idea.
July 4th, 1776, not everybody was free in celebrating their Independence Day. So here's our day. And if you love us, it'll be your day too.
Facebook's taking some action as the election draws closer. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Tired of seeing those political ads on Facebook? Now you can just say no. The social media giant is allowing users to hide those ads with a few clicks. It will also apply to Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. It won't happen all at once. Initially, only a small group of users will be able to do this. It will then expand to the rest of the U.S. Facebook has been criticized for allowing political ads, even if those ads contain lies.
A CBS soap opera is ready to roll them again. The Bold and the Beautiful today becomes the first network-scripted show to resume shooting after the long coronavirus shutdown. A July 4th spectacle will have a bit of a different taste thanks to the pandemic.
Look at that incredible pace. 10 per minute. That's a
The usual crowd of hundreds won't be cheering on the contestants at Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest this year. The pandemic is forcing the fun inside to a private location. The number of contestants will be cut from 15 men and 15 women to 5 and 5. ESPN will still broadcast the contest live. Question is, will the reigning wiener eater make it 7 in a row?
The champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
His record, 74 dogs in a sitting. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The former CEO of Bumblebee Foods has been sentenced to 40 months behind bars and slapped with a $100,000 fine for masterminding a tuna price-fixing scheme that went on for years. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce Season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.